Welcome to the Courageous Recovery Broadcast. I'm your host, Randy Mortensen. This is a weekly 20 to 25 minute program where we provide answers for your I don't know how. Whether you're dealing with recovery issues, emotions from a loss, or maybe life has just thrown you one more curveball than you were expecting, it's so glad to have you here. And it's going to be an interesting episode. I'm going to share something from the Apollo 8, the first manned mission to the moon. We're also going to have the theme, something good is coming from this. Something good is coming from this. And as we go through the material today, I just want you to know that I genuinely care about the struggles, the suffering, the hardship, the pain, the anguish, whatever other adjectives that I could put in there. I genuinely care about you and that path that you're going down. And I want to come alongside you and help you in any way I can, or get you plugged in one of the networks that I have literally from around the globe. Because we do have people joining this live broadcast from coast to coast, literally here in North America. And also from, I think it's 24, 25 countries from around the globe. So thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedules to connect. Depending on the platform you're watching or listening to this on, you should see a chat box. If there's a subscribe button, please subscribe and leave a comment, because your comments are so valuable to us as we're planning for future episodes. As I mentioned earlier, this is episode 90, and it's just a huge blessing for me to be able to share with each and every one of you as listeners some of the wisdom that God has given me over the 31 years of sobriety. More information about the work that I do can be found at randymortensen.com. That's Randy, last name Mortensen, Mortensen. Later in the show, I will mention the 21-point assessment that you'll find on the front page of that website. That's really a tool to determine whether you or a loved one or maybe a coworker is eligible for my Lifestyle Champion cohort program. And that there will be a new 8-week program starting in mid-January. So if you are interested, please take that 21-point assessment to determine whether you're eligible or not. As I mentioned earlier, today the theme is this: something good is coming from this. Something good is coming from this. So often people, particularly those that are new to recovery, ask that question quite often or regularly. They say, okay, is there really any possibility for me to be restored, or for me to have a life-changing experience? And I just want to say to each and every one of you, no matter what that trial, that hardship, that pain, that anguish is that you're going through, God's going to use that for good in the future. Something good is coming from this. Whatever that this is, something good is coming. And in Jeremiah 29:11, it's written, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Again, that's from Jeremiah 29:11. So today, my goal is to really give you significant evidence that you will take and be convinced that anything's possible for your life if you're doing life with God. If you're doing life with God, He can do anything with you. I believe that with all of my heart. He's done that in my life. God loves to do the impossible things with improbable people. He loves to do the impossible with the improbable people. And I want to convince you today that if you live your life by faith, God is going to do tremendous things in your life. For many who are hurting and in the depths of the darkness of their compulsive and destructive behavior, it's so easy to think God is done with you. God's not going to forgive you. God's going to say your life is over and that your future is very dark. But I want to encourage you to believe that something good is always coming. Something good is always coming. Always. Make it your lifestyle. Change today. Change this minute. Change this hour. And something good is always coming for you. Just know that. That's a word from God to you. Please accept it. And I'm so thankful for this truth that God promises to bring good from the storms of devastation in our lives. He reminds us time and time again in Scripture that where there's great gain, it comes about when we face painful times. And are those going to be difficult? Sure they are. But there's great gain when we face those painful times. And I know some of you are saying, you know, this is hard. This is the most difficult thing I've ever gone through. And I'm aware of that. It's never easy to live through it, but it's necessary if we're going to grow. Sometimes God's going to use those pains in a way to show you how he wants to grow you. And no one wishes for hard times in their life. No one asks for suffering or for those storms. Nobody wants to go through or wade through those deep rivers of hurt or rejection and pain. Or we don't want to try to find our way out of the darkness of confusion and doubt. But if we've lived long enough, we know this to be true. It's all part of life, that God's going to show us a way. God reminds us over and over again in his word that trials are a part of our journey. It's what makes you stronger. It's what makes me stronger. It's what gives us endurance. It builds our faith. He tells us not to be surprised at the troubles we face, but to keep on rejoicing. And as difficult as that might be, keeping on rejoicing, take a look at what is written in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 13 out of the Life Recovery Bible. It says, "Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad." Be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world. And like me, you probably need to let that sink deep. Let it sink deeply again. Because those words where he's touting, keep on rejoicing and be very glad. We need to be mindful of that. And it's not going to be easy, never. But we each have a choice, whether we follow, whether we're obedient, or we're praying, whether we're focused on what God's plan is in getting us through those storms in our lives. And remember, this is an opportunity for us to change. And we can change forever. That last drink, that last pill, that last look at pornography, God can take what seems tragic and devastating to really turn it around for good. It might not happen as quickly as we'd like. It might feel like the struggles are endless, and we might find ourselves really longing for another way, but just know the promise. Blessings are coming from it or through it, because that's why God works. The good will shine through. And we won't ever be the same again. For the person who eventually walks out of the storm, he or she's going to be different than that person who walked in. And we can be assured that God's work within us is never for harm. But as I said earlier, it's to strengthen us. It's to build deeper character and faith, and to bring us out as gold, valuable. And we can leave lasting impressions, acknowledging his glory in this world. We can make impressions on others who have watched us come through these storms. And God promises us that this life won't be easy, but he does promise us that he is bigger than whatever that storm is that we face. God is always working for good. He's with us. He's with me. He's with you right in the midst of it all. And there's some promises that I want to just run through real quickly. Promises that God will bring good from whatever those storms are that we face. And we will come out tested, tried, and true. God knows our way, and he knows what we're passing through. He reminds us that we will come out to the other side, and we will be changed for the better. We will be stronger. We'll be that shining example of faithfulness in him. And that beauty that can only come from him will be deepened from within each and every one of us. As I mentioned earlier, scripture does remind us, and God's word reminds us, there will be trouble in this world. But he's already overcome it all. He's already been victorious. And that same power that worked thousands of years ago is still working today. Accept the courage that he freely gives you and that strength to persevere and to overcome that comes through your faith and your surrender to him. For those of us who love the Lord and are called to his purpose, he promises these powerful words. He promises these powerful words. And if you have a piece of paper, I'd love if you would just take a note here. In all things, God works for the good. In all things, God works for the good. In everything, not just the good things that happen, but it's in all things that we come across. Whatever our pathway has for us, he indeed will bring good from it. He's our redeemer. He's not going to waste our pain. He reminds us to choose joy in whatever we're facing and that we should remain confident that he's working through every trial, every hard place that we're in, and he's offering you and me endurance. Just know that we can never gain greater strength than spiritual muscles simply by living that, quote, easy life. We can only build deeper faith and perseverance by walking through the hard times that press us more closely into his presence. They draw us into his presence. I'm reminded of this often. Unless we experience difficulty and suffering, we cannot truly help another person who faces loss and pain. Who are the greatest sponsors? Who are the greatest examples for those people in recovery that are hurting today? It's somebody that's been down that path that they're on right now, that path of destruction, that path of compulsive and destructive behaviors. So once we experience the difficulty and the suffering, our testimonies are powerful. And it's only through our own pain and our grief that we can have that fuller understanding of what others are walking through. There's great comfort in knowing that God's going to use whatever you've experienced, no matter how difficult, to help someone else. Remember, Jesus suffered and was tempted in all things. So we can truly be reminded that he understands it all. Jesus was tempted, but he didn't ever have to do anything because God was watching over him. And he truly understands what it is to walk through all of this that we have in our lives. Our difficulties allow us to see God's strength displayed in our lives. Think back who you were versus who you are today. Through every weakness and hard place, it's going to bring you deeper to a place of humility and dependency on him. And we would never know that without the trial or pain that we'd faced. Through every trial and storm we encounter in life, God's going to use it to make a mark in this world. The troubles we walk through can bring glory to him. He will use our lives, the joy, the faith we have, in spite of whatever those challenges are, those problems that we're going through. He's going to use that to draw others to him and to help us to remember that what we see around us is not all there is. For he has more in store for you, for me, and other fully devoted followers of Christ, and it's greater than we could ever imagine. My prayer for you is that his presence surrounds you in whatever that storm is that you might be facing right now. My prayer also is that he will lead you down the path, lead you down the way that he desires for you to go, keeping you secure, guiding your steps forward, and covering you from behind. Be assured that he will see you through whatever it is that he's working on your behalf on. Know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is faithful. He will turn this trial around for good. Somehow, he's going to bring it forth as gold. Remember, as I said, something good is coming from this. Something good is coming from this. I'm reminded of step 11. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry it out. This step just speaks so much into what I've just shared with you. We sought through prayer and meditation, step 11. This means we've worked through steps 1 through 10. We're preparing to move towards step 12, but we're reminded to seek through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying for his knowledge, his will for us, and then praying for the power to carry it out. The biblical reference for this step 11 in the faith-based recovery programs is 1 Corinthians 10:12. If you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall. If you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall. I want to share with you something from 53 years ago that I was reminded of this week. And it's a video from Apollo 8. It was the first manned mission to the moon. And they entered the lunar orbit on Christmas Eve of December 24th. Christmas Eve, December 24th of 1968. And that evening, the astronauts, Commander Frank Borman, command module pilot Jim Lovell, and lunar module pilot William Anders, they held a live broadcast from lunar orbit in which they showed pictures of the Earth and Moon as seen from their spacecraft. They ended the broadcast with the crew taking turns reading from the book of Genesis. So some of you weren't even born yet that are listening to this, so I want to play this for you.
Good.
something good is coming from this. Little did those astronauts know 53 years ago, the status that we would be in today, where there's not just one rocket being blasted off here at Kennedy Space Center, which is in my backyard here in Central Florida. There's 50 some rockets per year that are now being launched from Kennedy Space Center. Something good is coming from this. And those three astronauts sharing the Christmas greetings and reading from scripture 53 years ago is a great indication of how faith, obedience, commitment, and prayer is really going to get us through each day, no matter what our challenges are. And I'm just reminded that God is saying to you and to me, something good is coming from this. And as I wrap up here on this episode, I want to remind you that the brilliant team at the Genius Path are sponsoring our episodes. Pastor Steve Bonnenberger is just a great man. He's been a guest on this podcast in the past. He's the author of Genius Path. And because they're our sponsors, we have the opportunity to actually deliver the Genius Path Discover You 30-day course at a discounted price of only $77. It's really an opportunity for you to see a new community in your life. It's a call for you to locate and really mind your own brand of genius. It's a call for your positive life impact to spill far and wide. And it's an opportunity for you to realize how to prosper and how to rightly align with your own powerful status. And this calls for you. It's not for someone else, but it's for you if you're hearing this message today. And what the 30-day course gives you the opportunity to do is to find and mine and extract and live in your unique brand of genius. And the Lifestyle Champion program, as well as the Genius program, just fits so well together. Usually this Genius Path 30-day program or the Life Growth Plan is $99. But if you text CHAMPION to 66866 or simply send an email to me, you can actually have the discount at the price of $77. So you can text CHAMPION to 66866 or simply send an email to the address that is in the podcast notes. And just know, something good is coming from this. Here's my question for you. Do you believe that something good is coming for you? Do you believe something good is coming for you? I want to close out in prayer. Lord, I thank you for your promises in my life. Thank you for the promises of good in the lives of these listeners. Teach us to always stay positive and hopeful. I know that you will work all things together for my good. You will work all things together for the good of that guy or gal that's listening today. Thank you, Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. As I mentioned earlier, please be sure to subscribe and be aware that as we're going into this new year, overdose deaths continue to grow. And my Lifestyle Champion cohort is a good solution for a mild or moderate case of substance use disorder. There will be discounts on that program. The usual $2,395 price is going to be reduced by 70%. So if you're interested in that, text CHAMPION to 66866. And I hope you found this information helpful today. Look for the replay of this to be available on usual podcast online outlets like Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many, many others. I want to say to you, have a blessed day, and be extraordinary today.